No, that's a sample.
Could it be done with a commission?
We will now call to order the October 14th, 2014 City Vacant Planning Commission meeting. For those of you who may not have attended one of our meetings in the past, our format is that the commission will put forth an item of application for discussion. I will ask those folks who wish to speak on behalf of the application to speak. And if you will, come down to the podium and state your name and address for the record. Then I will ask for those who will speak in opposition to the proposal or the variance. Once you have spoken, please wait a moment to see if there are questions from the commissioners. At the end of hearing both sides, then the question will come back to the commission for a motion. I would ask that everyone please turn off their cell phones or put them on mute for the duration of our meeting. And we will begin with our first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the September 9th work session and general session. May I have a motion to approve those? Or to, okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Okay, thank you. All right, we have one application before us today, and that is the application 15-91001, which is a variance request for ridge at Chucker Creek. And I will ask if there is anyone who would like to speak on behalf of that application for variance. Yes, sir, if you'll come down.
Thank you, members of the commission. My name is Ron Monahan. I'm the developer at the Ridge at Chucker Creek. I live 836 University Avenue, Boulder, Colorado, and also 2502 Chucker Creek Road, Aiken.
All right, thank you. And what would you like us to know about this?
So we're talking about two retention ponds at the Ridge at Chucker Creek, and there's a requirement, as you know, for when we put up our six-foot fencing to have shrubbery spaced 5 feet apart, 3 feet from the fence, 3 to 6 feet in height around the exterior perimeter. And if we can go first to detention pond two, the city's agreed to the placement of the six-foot fencing to be top of dam, which is 285 feet above sea level. And our intent and the plan's intent is to stay on that topographic line at 285 feet encircling the detention pond. Part of that, at least half of that, will be on top of the dam structure. That's a man-made dam structure. It raises up about 10 feet, about 10 feet across the top flat, and it drops back down against the woodland. And the opposite side of it is a much taller embankment, which is our open space unit. Land, it's used as open space. It's counted as open space calculation. So because of its location, I'm asking to have the shrubbery waived to put on the outside of the fencing. The western half, if you were to put shrubbery behind the fencing's to the far western edge of the dam top, and it drops down about 10 feet. And it's up against woods, and there's three little streams, and it separates us from Woodside Plantation. There's probably 200-300 feet of woods in there. So it would be really difficult to put shrubbery in there. And if you did, you couldn't see it because 3 feet away from the fence, I'm not sure the ratio of the slope, but you wouldn't see the bushes, and it's thickly wooded area. And I believe the maximum distance from the fence can be 3 feet, maybe it's 5 feet. But again, on the steep side, on the western side, it's about 30 feet down to where the fence is going to be. I mean, you'd have to walk to the edge to look down to see the shrubbery. So that's my request for DP2. DP10, which is a smaller pond, I'm requesting, again, the northern side of that pond, but which side plantation? And there's a fence, there's a 25-foot undisturbed buffer, there's a second 25-foot buffer, which is a walking equestrian trail in the future, and asking again not to plant shrubbery there, which would probably have to go into the 25-foot buffer that is to be undisturbed, is to be left natural. And then the third place would be on the western side of that as well, because again, it's down the embankment. Originally, we talked about connecting it to our neighbor's fence, but they decided they didn't want a galvanized 6-foot chain link fence connecting to their 5.5-foot black wrought iron fencing, and I respect that. So that fence would be pretty much out of sight on the west side as well because of the embankment. So that's pretty much what we're asking Commission tonight.
All right. Commissioners, what questions do you have for Mr. Monahan?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to ask, if you're looking at this map, because you gave us a couple different directions, is the map true north as it sits there, or does that represent the...
North at the top is what you mean.
Right. Is north to the top, to the right of the map, east, or is it actually...
I believe west is at the top of this slide right here, and this would be north.
Okay, could you show me by maybe walking over there and pointing to that map where on detention pond number 2, where are you talking about the variance applying to the...
This is our community, of course, and here's the western, our western property line. So to walk along the top of this dam, which is a tabletop, and the fence again is going to the very western edge of the top of that dam, we want to leave the access inside the fence for any maintenance of the pond itself. This is where it's heavily, it's dense. So we have two issues. One is you have to cut out existing trees and bushes, plant new bushes in, first of all. And second of all, they will be down probably 5, 6, 7, 8 feet down in the embankment if you were to put them outside of that fence within the west.
What is the width of that dam, the embankment? I mean, the width from where it drops to the intent?
Yeah, the top is about 11 feet wide.
You can drive a vehicle down it. It gets as narrow as probably 8 feet, and it probably goes out to about 12 feet. And above the water, the bank is probably about 6 feet high on the inside, and the outside's a little bit further. It's probably about 8 feet down. But it varies because it...
And is it a steep slope or a...
Very steep. Yeah, I would say it's probably 8-1, I would guess.
And the wooded area behind, on the west side, the wooded area behind, is owned by...
Our development company owns it. There's 3 streams in Indiana, and we own to the middle stream. And that varies to the property line along there, but it's a good couple hundred feet. And then Woodside has the middle of that stream, the second stream, and then they have... there's woods, and then there's their property.
So you don't see those woods ever, or those trees ever being harvested or moved?
No. And it's wetlands as well.
So they have to stay there?
Yeah. And we wouldn't allow it on our side. That's
Mr. Monahan, we have received 2 photographs here just a moment ago. Are these...
Yes, 2? That's what I just pointed to.
That's number 2, okay.
Yes.
And this one as well.
Mr. Monahan, do both of these represent detention pond number 2?
That's right. The question.
That number 2, and yes.
This would be the ones that Mr. Grant emailed me this afternoon.
Okay.
Mr. Monahan.
He's indicated both represent number 2.
Those are the ones that George emailed.
Yes.
Well, it is fairly steep. If you see, there's a man there, and that's, I mean...
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. You know, we can grant a variance, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong now, Madam Chairman, but if we can grant a variance if strict compliance with the code, the regulations, would impose excessive hardship. And it's my understanding it's and.
It's and.
Not or. It has to impose excessive hardship and... can practically be difficult to do. I understand the practical side of it because there's a bunch of trees there.
Sure, an embankment.
And a steep embankment. So practically, if you go in and have to cut down trees to put in more trees or shrubbery, I can see that. But I'm not quite there with the excessive hardship. How are we gonna take that into consideration? Is it excessively expensive?
Cut down the other trees.
It's expensive. It is expensive. I don't know if the expense, serves the purpose with the fence located where it is. It's to be a softening up a visual barrier. I mean, it is a galvanized 6-foot fence, but at the on the DP2 at 285 feet above sea level, with the embankment to the east, it's difficult to see unless you're a adjoining homeowner.
Is it the fence detention pond shall be effectively screened by a solid and continuous line of evergreen trees or shrubbery? Does that mean the entire pond? How are you going to screen this entire pond with both sides? I understand one side's kind of screened, but the other side doesn't look like it's screened. Are you going to put shrubbery on both sides of the pond, or just the slope side? Is that
DP2?
Yeah.
I'm asking not to put shrubbery on DP2.
At all.
At all. Yeah. On either side.
And there is a 75-foot cement spillway you see in the photo.
Oh, that's a spillway. Okay, I see it, and I wasn't sure what that was.
It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's also an inlet structure as well. That's about 15 feet wide.
Madam Chair, can I ask?
Yes, please do.
How many linear feet are we talking about, Mr. Monahan?
The two combined, it comes out to about 1,500 linear feet.
Okay.
So it's excessive. Anyway, so it's a lot of...
Okay.
Footage there.
Do you have an idea of what the cost for compliance with this would be?
I don't have a hard number. I still have to talk to the horticulturist with the city and find out what comes out of this tonight, what species are be required to put, what would do the best. We don't plan on irrigating. Our concept from the beginning is we try to leave the natural areas as natural as we can. We don't want to have unnatural plantings that are beautiful and irrigated. We try to keep things natural. So it goes against what our intent was. And irrigation has come up, and we'd rather not go that direction.
Okay. Any other questions?
I see the road here. Looking at the map, I see the road running around, and the detention pond number 2 is at the west side.
Correct.
Detention pond number 10 is on the east side. Now, is that center section going to be developed, or on the inside of the road, what I would call
it? Yes. In fact, about 2 hours ago, we just received final approval for our phase 3, which will be the last phase in the Ridge of Chukka Creek. So that the bids will go out tomorrow for that section.
That's the center. The three is the center area there.
That's correct. Everything to the left and east of that main road you see right there.
Yeah, everything south and south of that road anyway. South and east, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Ms. Monahan, in front of the detention pond, did I gather from what you just said that you're going to have some continuing growth along there in front of that detention pond, too?
Yes. Along the detention pond, too?
Right. We see where the road ends and the last lot it ends right there.
The paved road ends anyway.
Yeah. Are you going to continue on down in front of that?
There'll be homes all the way down. Can I put the map again?
Yeah,
sure. Go over to the map.
We just want to get a good explanation of where we're going to be once everything is in place.
Sure. So Chuckle Creek Road presently today ends right here.
Correct.
Right. We're going to continue Chuckle Creek Road around, and it curves up, and then Nesbitt Lane will come down here and connect.
Okay.
Homes, double stack both sides of this street. There'll be a park in the middle, and then.
Did I understand you to say that there was going to be that there was a walking trail somewhere associated with this?
Yes, there is. We have on a concept plan a permanent trail, which would be the last thing built when the construction is done. Currently, it goes around the reach of Chuckle Creek, and you've put 61 acres of study show here to bring the preserve of the lake in conservation with acorn. Mm-hmm. You have development rights. So there's approximately 7 miles of walking bike trails that come at each other. And then we have a development closed to the Solstice Meadows, sorry. And there's walking bike trails around that. It's 180 acres of road. This is in the county.
Okay, for the benefit of everybody up here, where is the lake located in conjunction with this?
Right here.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, those are distant trails now.
Is the other road Woodside? Is the other road Woodside?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the things that you said on yeah. DP 2.
Hmm?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry, DP 10.
Yeah.
So initially you were asking not. You were only going to install shrubbery on the south and the west, and you said you hoped to tie into a fence, but the individual at the home is going to put a. A steel fence.
This is in place.
So it's in place.
Yeah, and we were able to put our fence at the elevation that we wanted to. So there's no need to tie in with them, but they don't want the galvanized fence tied in with them anyways. You know, it would just be a contrast.
So are you going to put shrubbery on that side in between their house and the detention pond?
I will if it's requested. Sure.
So that would be the east side?
That would be the east side of DP2, yes.
And you're saying that
120 feet, if that's... Oh, no, it wouldn't be. It would be probably about 70 feet, because their lot is 130 feet deep, and it's about half of that.
Okay. Any other questions, commissioners?
May I address while I'm on here?
Yes, sir.
I want to make a clarification for everybody here. You're going to put fence around both ponds?
Correct.
At what level? What elevation?
At the top of dam elevation. On DP2, it'll be 285 feet above sea level. And on DP10, it'll be 325 feet. It's actually 324.6.
How many feet below the top of the pond?
There's four elevations to the pond. There's the small orifice hole. It's a 2.5 inch on DP10. It's 5 inch on DP2, and that's where the water slowly goes out. If there's a rain event, there's a square box with open top, and as you know, the water flows into those if it's a big rain event. And then if there's a major rain event, the water will rise and flow over the 75-foot wide spillway. And then it's another 7.25 inches to the top of dam, and that's where the fence is going to be located.
So there will be fences around both ponds. There will be 2 8-foot gates.
Correct.
For maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put shrubbery on the outside of the fence.
I'm asking...
Except you're asking for a variance on the pond number 2. On the back side.
Correct, and partial on detention pond number 10 on the back side as well. Yes.
All right. Engineering is willing to substitute for a fence and the 5-foot shrubbery. 5-foot centers we're willing to do, as it says in the land development regs, densely planted shrubbery having the same effect as a fence. So it muddies the water a little bit, but.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Even densely packed shrubbery that's already there.
Pardon?
It's already there. You're talking about, he's not, he says it's so dense he couldn't get more shrubbery in.
Yeah, behind, on the western side.
On the west side.
Yeah, I'm not referring to that. I'm making sure he's got a fence, he's got gates.
Right.
You've got shrubbery on three sides of pond number two, and I guess all the sides of pond number.
No, it would be.
No.
Three sides on pond 10 and one side on pond 2.
I was asking for no
side. Three sides on pond 2.
Yeah, I was asking for no sides on pond 2 and two sides on pond 10, but I will do three sides on pond 10.
Got it, that's what I meant.
Let's clarify for everybody so we're all on the same page. Where the fence is going around the entire perimeter of both ponds, right?
Correct.
Right.
At various elevations.
One elevation.
With 2 8-foot gates for both ponds.
Correct.
All right. Now, the shrubbery, what were you proposing for that, just to clarify?
DP 10 would be on the south, the west, and the east side.
All right.
And then I'm requesting that we don't put any shrubbery on DP2. Don't forget, DP2, on the eastern side, the elevation, the fence will be at 285 feet above sea level. You and I had talked once about 15 feet down. This is about 30 feet down. So it's about 30 feet down the embankment, you have a 6-foot fence.
It is a land development rig. I thought to have shrubbery around fencing as a kind of.
Oh, I get it now. Thank you. I'm a visual.
Ted, one more thing before you leave, though, just for the record, could you identify yourself?
Oh, okay. I'm Ted Jones, city engineer.
Thank you.
So you're proposing no shrubbery.
The fence is down here.
That's right.
So the embankment's going to cover the fence. That's right.
DP 10, I'm proposing east, west, and south. And on DP 2, correct. No shrubbery on DP 2.
All right.
Oh, you drive on it.
That violates land development rights, I think. Is that right, Carl?
Well, that's why he's asking for the variance, right?
That's why he's asking for the variance, Ted.
Carl, would you come and clarify us?
Better introduce yourself.
Carla Delaney, one of the city planners. Okay, so essentially what I gathered from Ted, the city engineer, is that in the land development regulations, in the event that they don't want to put in a fence, they can do densely planted shrubbery. So in lieu of a fence around either of the ponds, engineering is willing to accept dense vegetation that would be planted by the developer. So it would be new dense shrubbery that would go in around each of the ponds in lieu of a fence.
Right. Yeah, but we've now established that he's willing to put a fence around both ponds.
But he didn't know about this, I'm assuming, until now.
Well, I actually read the regs. Thank you, Carla. And the concern for me is safety-wise, the spillway, one being 75 feet, it's solid cement across the top. We put 7 yards of cement across the top.
Right.
We couldn't do a shrubbery situation where we could keep kids out of that.
I like the fence better, personally, for safety issues than the shrubbery.
Thank you.
I think the fence would provide, more increased safety. But to his point, if it's already densely shrubbed along part of it, I mean, would the regs make him replace that?
No. Engineering was just saying that is an acceptable option.
Okay.
Because it's supported by the land development regulations, but they will take the fence. And that the shrubbery would just be around the portions that are not adjacent to a wooded area.
Okay. Which is what you...
It goes back to your request.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Monahan? Okay. Thank you. We may call you back up later if we need to. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, Planning Commission members, my name is Reggie Ebner, 165 Foxhound Road. I guess I'm in the middle of the fence because I represent both sides of the fence in City Council District 4, so I wanted to be sure. And I'm speaking tonight mainly in Detention Pond 10. That has been in contention almost since the day of the development started. The pond is actually on 25-foot equestrian walking trail. Okay. About where the 10 is on the plan, there's supposed to be a 25-foot undisturbed buffer all along, I guess you'd say, the north side of that development. That goes all the way down to the end of the property line. Okay. And so I think Mr. Paradise said y'all have a tour out there tomorrow.
I'm going out there tomorrow to look at it.
So on that's on between the fence, between the Woodside development and the Monahan development, the ridge of Checker Creek, there's supposed to be 25-foot undisturbed there. So you need to check that. And Mr. Monahan has put in a retaining wall there. It's got some bare land in there, and part of that could be within the 25 feet undisturbed. So it would need to be replanted with whatever is required in the 25 foot undisturbed. That's my interpretation of undisturbed natural buffer. Then the next 25 feet, the neighbors, and there may be some here from the ridge of Chucker Creek, have said that they did not want the horse trail or equestrian trail or the walking trail along that side. They've also, all the neighbors where the ditch has got rocks in it coming from the detention pond 10 going down to the bottom of the page, they said that ditch is okay. And they submitted that to the city, and that's in the records. So what the neighborhood has said, not having the other 25 foot of natural buffer is okay. The 25 foot of undisturbed buffer has to be there. There's 50 feet there, okay? And so what you need to determine is be sure the first 25 feet from the fence is undisturbed natural buffer. The other part of it is it's supposed to be 25 foot, the actual word is vegetated buffer. Okay. Check your drawings when you get there. So the contention all along has been that the detention pond's in the wrong place. Well, the neighborhood has accepted that. The city's accepted that. So Chucker Creek is happy. Some on the other side of the fence along Woodside are not. So what I want to be sure is tonight that the 25-foot undisturbed natural buffer is 25-foot wide and undisturbed. So that's one thing you need to look at tomorrow, and I would be glad to go with you if you need be. Out there. Mr. Monahan is very aware of this. We discussed it 3 years ago. Any questions for me?
Since this drawing that we have that's up there is doesn't have a scale on it, if I'm looking at where the zero is on the 10 that you just mentioned to the road, which would be to the north, what is that distance? I mean, it does look like there's a lot of vegetation there, but what is that distance? Do you know?
I don't know that we can see the fence.
Well, we can't. That's why I'm asking.
Here, let's see. Probably over here. Fence line runs about right in here. And then from the fence, there's supposed to be 25-foot undisturbed. Right along this edge of the pond, Mr. Monahan has put in a wall there and filled in some dirt. And I didn't measure today. I went out there today, but when Mr. Paradise goes out there, he can take his tape and measure from the fence and 25 feet over and be sure that's, if it has been disturbed, it needs to be replanted. Then the bare dirt out here is supposed to be natural vegetation. I don't know if that's more than grass or whatever. That's what it is. And the detention pond is in the other 25-foot of the buffer.
Okay.
There's two buffers there. Designated on the concept plan. So
Mr. Abner, I couldn't hear you. How far from that zero to the road and Woodside approximately?
The road curves away from the fence here. Those lots are 100 feet deep along that side roughly.
Okay.
The lots along this side in here are roughly 100 feet deep. So right here from here to the fence is probably 125 feet because the road curves away from the fence. But the issue is 25 foot from the fence line towards the Monahan property. And I think Mr. Paradise could easily check that out tomorrow. And then that the fresh dirt along this side is supposed to be natural vegetation. Now, if that's ryegrass, I don't know what your definition of natural vegetation is. But if you would check that tomorrow, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ebner? Sir, I'm sorry. You may ask a question, but not from the floor. Now we're hearing positions and comments in favor of. If you have a specific question, we'll take it.
My name is Phil Haggerty. I'm a resident.
Your address, sir?
137 East Pleasant Colony.
Thank you.
My question was, approximately, what is the diameter of the pond? This is relatively, the lake water we see in the pond, what's the diameter, approximately?
Detention pond
10.
I don't
Does Ryan know the answer to that? Or
I can't.
An
Mr. Monahan, do you know the answer to that? Would you like to address that question? Okay. All right, sir, we don't have that answer.
Okay. I have one other question. Right now, I believe the detention pond it had extended 12 and a half feet into the 25-foot buffer. And I was wondering the additional 25-foot buffer, the horse trail or the walking trail or the natural area, when was that removed? And who removed that and by what fashion? Because right now, there's a 50-foot buffer that I believe is still there.
To my knowledge, it hasn't been removed.
So there still is a 50-foot buffer?
My understanding is there's a 25-foot undisturbed buffer that's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And then there is a 25-foot
natural area
for the horses, horse trail. Yeah.
Or just natural area in general?
My understanding it's for a horse trail.
So right now, the retention pond is extending 37 or 38 feet into the 50-foot buffer, which is composed of two areas.
I'm not sure.
Well, we know it's 12 and a half feet in from 25-foot buffer. Plus another 25 means 37 and a half feet.
What I have is a, if I might.
Please.
Is a memorandum from Mr. Evans, who was the planning director from 2011. It says, inspection revealed there was a minor encroachment of perhaps a maximum of 4 feet, and that for a short distance, most of the encroachments, perhaps a foot or two for a distance of less than 100 feet. Now, that's the encroachment into the undisturbed buffer. So you'd have 25 feet plus a maximum of 4 feet. So it would be a maximum of, based on this, 29 feet.
It's right in that area. I didn't step his fence off today when I went out there, but probably the wall that's been installed recently is probably in the 32-foot range. So what Mr. Paradise said, his numbers are pretty close there.
And based on my conversation with Mr. Monahan that we had earlier today, that wall would be in the second 25 in the horse trail.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand what was happening.
Certainly. Does that help you?
Yes,
sir. All right. Thank you. All right. Is there...
One more comment. Mm-hmm. I don't see the neighbors here that Mr. Monahan is tying the fence in. I do know them personally, and I know they've been communicating with Mr. Monahan, so they're well aware of what he's talked about tying into their fence and that. I'm not saying it's okay to do it, but I am saying they're aware of what's going on out there. And he's communicated with all of them that are along the ditch also.
All right, thank you. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, sir.
Good Adams. Thank you. My name is Brian Adams. I live at 314 Equinox Loop. That's my house right there behind pond number two. And speaking on my wife's behalf as well, we're okay with the no shrubbery behind our home. We're okay with the fence back there. It's going to be silver, and it's going to be 6 feet tall. I don't know if there's any way we can... A lot of retention ponds in the city I see are not 6 feet tall, maybe 4 or 5 feet tall. But we are okay with the fence. We're okay with no shrubbery. If we can get it black and shorter, we'd love that. But we're okay with everything else.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, wait, before you take off?
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions from the commission?
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? All right, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Judy Miller. I reside at 103 East Pleasant Colony Drive. Our property is almost directly across from, diagonally across from the pond, the retention pond. A bit of a historical perspective.
Which
number
one?
Two.
Which
number
pond?
Number 10. Sorry. A bit of a historical perspective. I've been speaking before the Planning Commission and City Council with regard to this concept plan since 2006. The concept plan has been altered, in my opinion, sometimes without permission until after the fact, but I can't speak to that issue. We've been speaking to the issue of what the neighbors and the neighbors on East Pleasant Colony Drive have asked me since 2006 to represent them and speak for them before the council and before the Planning Commission. Just as an aside for what has been happening during the summer months, construction was going on, redoing the pond, moving the rocks. It went on for 2 or 3 weeks, I believe. We are that close that my house would shake when the rocks would be moved and dumped in different places. When the initial pond was built and the big rocks were put down, the direction of the overflow was pointing to the right from Pond 10 out toward the properties and East Pleasant Colony Drive. Again, this is hearsay, but at one point during construction, we were that close to the two men that were putting in the big culvert that Mr. Monahan responded to. Now I believe there's two there. So when the water rises over the level of the pond, it will be directed through these two pipes. The conversation that day, and I called the engineering department and reported it again. This was in 2010. Regarding not having the correct size of the pipe to that hole for water coming out. No one is going to crawl in that hole to measure it, was a comment that I heard between the two people there. On the concept plan, it's 18 inches rather than the required... It's an 18-inch pipe because we measured it. In the concept plan, it's required a larger pipe than that. Now they put another pipe coming through with the cement around it and moved it over such that if it ever were coming through with a very large rain and flooding conditions, it would come directly across and heading toward my property. Therein lies the concern about what has been done with the construction close to that property line. Initially, it was concept planned, as you may know from your review, to be an equestrian property, and there would be an equestrian trail and the buffers and so on. And Mr. Monahan presented before the council at that time wonderful schematics about what he would plant in with deciduous trees and plantings, very appropriate for a visual buffer. Time and time again, and we came back in 2010, 2011, 2012 is the last time we were speaking before the council, that things change and change and change. Even looking at that picture, initially with the concept plan, the developer related how he was going to leave things in a natural state, leave as many trees as possible. You look back at that property, almost looks like it's been clear cut. There's so many trees that have been removed, and you can see the areas there. So I would just caution the commission to what has been said. I'll certainly do that. I'll certainly do this. We found in the past that hasn't happened. Even in as recent as 2012, before the mayor, when the mayor was saying, Mr. Monahan, you have to plant, as you said you would, plant things along that buffer. And he said, well, yeah, I'll put six magnolias in. And he said, well, I understand that the vegetation is dying. You need a drip line in there, Mr. Monahan. We're in South Carolina. He said, I'm not going to put drip lines in. So the plantings that have been put in throughout the course of these years, they've died. And now with this new reconfiguration of the pond number 10, it does seem, in a layman's opinion, to encroach on the 25-foot buffer. The last time we were at council, they said the equestrian trail would not be there. Actually, when you're looking down the property line, you along, I believe it's Equinox Loop, I don't see how horses could go in there because it's sheer rock with a face of rock coming down. So I don't know any horses in the Aiken area that would go on that trail safely. So my concern is not having appropriate plantings. My concern is the way this pond has been reconfigured, and heaven forbid if there is an overflow that's going to be coming out and possibly flooding over into the street and over near to our properties. Past practice, in my opinion, has shown that Mr. Monahan has not fulfilled the concept plan, and I would encourage people to go over and look at what's there and to look at the details very closely to make sure that what has been said will be carried out for the good of all people involved.
Well, thank you for your comments, and it's, you know, you have certainly some concerns, and it's valid for you to address them. However, I must say that this evening, the only thing that is before us is the application about the shrubbery. So if you have anything very specific to add about that, we can consider that.
Once again, I would relate to my comments earlier that please make sure that appropriate drip lines, if you are requiring shrubbery to be put in, and if it is agreed that we can put in from past comments that have been made before the city council, please require that appropriate drip lines are there so the shrubs won't die after one season of being there. But we do need to have the, in my opinion, in the opinion of our neighbors, the visual buffer that had been committed to along both the detention pond and the up and down from it.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions?
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Yes, ma'am.
Can I make a comment?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just so the commission knows, unlike the zoning ordinance, in the zoning ordinance, they're required to irrigate. This requirement comes out of the land development regulations, where there is not a requirement for irrigation. So if you do want a drip line, if you grant a variance, you know, that is a condition that the commission could put on it. I'll just give that to you as information.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Madam Chairman and commission members. My name is Mary Schultz. I live at 723 West Pleasant Colony Drive in Aiken, and I'm here on behalf of the Board of Directors of Woodside. I was at the site today. I looked at Detention Pond 2. Is it 2? Excuse me, 10. And walked along our fence line, stood back on the street, and looked through to the area. The vegetation is really not adequate to adequately hide the existing area. And so we are requesting that the requirement for shrubbery be maintained in this case on the Woodside side of that detention pond.
10.
Of 10, yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Ms. Schultz.
Ms. Schultz, when you said you were, what was your vantage point when you said you looked and you said it was inadequate? Where were you standing?
I was on the street side, on Woodside Plantation Drive, and then I walked up to the fence through the vegetation and walked up and down along the pond area.
So you were on the north side?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I can point if that would help.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Any other questions for Ms. Schultz? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, not hearing any. It's back to commission. Do you want to make a motion to suspend or to have some discussion? Do you all feel like we're ready to enter a motion, or would you all like to have some discussion?
I mean, should we suspend the rules?
Mm-hmm.
So I move to suspend the rules.
Well, we got to have a motion in order to have discussion.
Right.
That's what she's doing.
Well, but we can suspend the rules and have a discussion before there is a motion.
Before we have a motion?
Yes.
Can. Before we have a vote.
Can do it after
I'm
you have
a motion.
Okay, well, if you're prepared to make a motion.
Discuss a motion.
Yes, we can.
Madam Chairman, yeah, I would move that we grant the variance of the application number 15-91001, requesting a variance to land development regulations, tax parcel numbers 108081015, 108071002. I would move to grant the variance. I believe that strict compliance would impose excessive hardship on the developer and would be practically difficult because of the slopes and the problems associated with the contours of the land. I would add as a written condition, as a condition, that with regard to detention pond 10, that he put shrubbery on the south, west, and east side. There is obviously requirements on the north side too, and it's my understanding that there's shrubbery there, and it needs to be replanted, as Commissioner Ebner suggested. But certainly the southwest and east side, that there be no shrubbery required on detention pond number 2, and that the because of the city engineer's request and the pure safety issue side of it, that the fence be built around both ponds, as he suggested. 6-foot fence. Now, you know, that's my motion.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Now, I'll open it for discussion. Are there any discussion points?
Just to understand that means that none of these other possible conditions of approval are included in your motion, right?
That's correct. I mean, the other conditions of approval,
okay.
We don't have the people in Equinox Loop here. I'm not willing to put a condition into my motion.
You
we don't
said
even
they
have
weren't
the
going
people.
To do that
No,
anyway.
That was the gentleman that spoke.
All the property owners, the condition says property owners on the loop. They're not all here. Is every property owner here that lives there? I don't think we can impose a condition there.
That's one home.
Is it just one guy?
Pond 2 is the only house
that we back up to. 256 Equinox Loop is one address.
It didn't
register. And is that the man that spoke?
I spoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was the Equinox, the right one.
Could I have Mr. Adams come and just point his house out on the map? Just for
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the pond backs up to my big slope when I go down.
The reason I did not do that is, you know, we're talking about a 6-foot fence of a certain design. I don't know what the design is of this man's fence. What if it doesn't fit? What if he's got a 5-foot wooden fence? I mean, we're going to make him tie in a 6-foot steel fence to a 5-foot wooden fence?
But didn't Mr. Monahan say that they had decided not to do that? Didn't you say that you were not going to, that was not
Monahan?
DP10, that's the
The Green family, if I could.
Oh, that's the Green family who lives where?
It confuses me, these two ponds.
Right.
The wrought iron fence that our neighbors don't want the chain link fence tied into is right here. It would be the east side of DP2, which we've agreed to plant shrubbery next to the 6-foot fence and put our 6-foot fence at top of dam level. Our fence will be about probably 20 feet away from their fence. That's how far down our 6-foot fence will. And right here, similar scenario, our 6-foot fence will be about 25 feet down this embankment. So from the back of the yard, it's...
Yeah, that's why I didn't include it in my motion. It seemed to me very cumbersome with the contours of the land. But
okay, but we have some clarification, so that's good. All right.
Can I impose on Mr. Monahan to come back up for a second? I'm sorry.
I think you're getting it tonight.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Monahan. I was wondering if you could speak to the condition of the previous plantings on the north side of Pond 10.
Again, there's a 25-foot buffer that's untouchable from the woodside fence. And there's a little bit of a discrepancy that the fence never fully resolved. But woodside put that fence up, and in some places it's 3 feet on our property, but we go off that fence. So 25 feet is untouched. A couple of years ago, making the pond, a blade went in 2 feet or foot and a half, and we had to plant some magnolia bushes in that instance. Since then, we planted over $20,000 of a privy hedge, or the ligustrum, which is further along that 25-foot buffer. So now that's still undisturbed. And then the next 25 feet is where this retention pond is. And the intent was to be another buffer, but we could maintain it, and we could have a meandering trail, walk-in equestrian trail, and we have that. We have 6 or 7 feet that can be used at that. There's a bottleneck for about 75 feet, and that's what this is about.
Are all those plantings currently in decent condition?
There's one magnolia that's looking a little tired, but it keeps blooming. So there is one that's in, and I'd be happy to have that looked at and replaced if need be, certainly.
And I believe, Mr. Hunter, your motion had in it that any previous plantings that were in poor condition needed to be addressed. Did I get that correctly?
Yeah, my motion was only for the southwest and east side of Detention Pond 10. We heard a lot of discussion tonight, and I agree with the chairman, about issues that are not part, in my opinion, of this variance motion. There's issues out there that Mr. Monahan's got that with the Woodside people. I don't see that as being actually part of the variance request tonight.
Perhaps I misheard. I thought that was part of your motion. But.
No.
And I would caution council to, or commission, to keep that perspective that, rather there may be a broader scope of issues, and whether those are valid or not remains to be seen, but they're not appropriate for discussion as part of this application. This is strictly about the shrubs and the retention ponds. Okay, any other questions for anyone? Okay.
I have a question back for Jack. Can you help me clarify your motion again?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Monahan.
Madam Chair, I just want to make sure I'm clear. If Jack could kind of restate that motion again, and I just want to ensure I'm specifically interested in Detention Pond 2 and what your motion was pertaining to.
Pertaining to Detention Pond 2, my motion was that there would be no shrubbery required on Detention Pond 2. However, there would be the fence, 6-foot high fence, completely around the entire pond. Now, we heard from, the backside of the pond is got a lot of trees and all, made very, very difficult to me to put shrubbery back there.
Absolutely.
The front side of the pond, the man said he didn't really mind it.
The neighbor,
he didn't really mind it, whether there was any shrubbery there. So I'm more concerned with the fence than I am with the shrubbery. So,
Any other comments or questions?
And could you clarify, Jack, for what you said about Pond 10? I just want to have the whole
question. Detention Pond 10, my motion was that the shrubbery be placed the south, west, and east side of Detention Pond 10. It was my understanding that there is already, and we've heard some discussion on this, but I'm not even sure that the shrubbery that's being discussed is within our purview tonight. And that's why I didn't discuss the shrubbery on the north side, because I think there's already something there. There may be some debate about whether it's right or wrong or growing or not growing, but I don't think that's got anything to do with our variance.
Understood.
Reggie Everett, 165 Fox Hill Run. On the last page, can you put to the third page of the request from of what Mr. Paradise sent to the group?
Yep.
Go the other way. It's another page. That's the last page?
That's the last page.
On the handout that was out front, it says on DP, and I quote, and each of you have this, DP 10 does not require shrubbery to be planted along the northern boundary, as this has been designated a natural vegetation buffer along the boundary with Woodside Foundation. Nor does DP 10 need it on the east side, as this will be connected to the homeowner's existing fence, which is on the lot boundary. New shrubbery will be installed only on the south and west fence line.
That.
I assume this is part of what y'all are
saying. I understand that, Mr. Edmund, but the man, Mr. Monahan, stood right there at that podium and said he was willing to put shrubbery on all of it, on all except the northern boundary. That's why I included that in my motion. I'm assuming from that he changed his request from this proposal here.
So what you're saying, that if we need something else on the north side, I need to take that up at a later time. Thank you.
Well, if that's been designated a natural vegetation buffer, that needs to be changed before we can require it to be
shrubbed.
Right. Yeah, I don't, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Maybe that's wrong, but it appears to me.
No, that's correct.
And this side is an issue which is kind of beyond our discussion tonight.
Okay.
And just for clarification, that attachment was from Mr. Monahan.
Okay.
So that was his submittal.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume that was from him.
Right.
I just want to be clear.
All right, is there... Yes.
May I address Mr.
Hunter? Certainly, Ted.
Well, you're addressing the motion. So
I would like to add drip irrigation to your motion for the shrubbery. Otherwise, it might die. And if we have drip irrigation, we need to
Can you step forward and repeat that, please?
Drip irrigation for all the shrubbery. I'd recommend that to you.
You mean in the not necessarily all the shrubbery out there, but all the shrubbery that's involved in this particular
for all the shrubbery
variance
that's involved
in DP 10.
I assume there's only shrubbery for Pond 10. Is that correct? Okay. I recommend drip irrigation.
Well, that's a recommendation, but
we've already had shrubbery or something that's been planted that's already died, from what we've heard, so why not make sure that everything...
Well, Mr. Monahan disputes that, so until that's resolved, I don't know that we need to...
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so...
I think Mr. Monahan, if I remember, said everything looked good
except for
one
tree. Magnolia.
Right, and he was having some issues with
it. And that he did say he would look at that and have it replaced if necessary. Okay, all right. Any other comments or discussion points? All right, we have a motion that's been duly seconded. We've had discussion. Let me call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion before us, please raise your hand. Tell me, when will this be before council?
It won't.
I'm sorry, we're in. That's right, we're in. I know, I'm so used to saying you have to go to council for this. Okay, this, you don't have to go to council. Mr. Monahan, this has been unanimously approved. Thank you. And thank you all for bringing such good points to discussion. There being no further business, this meeting is adjourned. I'm sorry, I lost my bearing there for a moment. Well, I don't know.